It is said that one who sees the deity of Jagannath riding upon his cart during the Rath Yatra will be freed of all sins. In the Bhavishya Purana, Rupa Goswami cites that for one who follows behind the cart of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra during Rath Yatra, they will in due course of time attain Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Rath Yatra is a time when the Supreme Lord of the universe comes out of his temple to meet personally all various types of conditioned souls bound by material desires. The pious people, they come to the temple to worship the Lord. But especially in this age of Kali, people are so materialistic. They do not know how to go to the temple of the Lord. They're too busy. They have so many preoccupations that divert their attention away from God. Thus the Lord is so merciful that he personally comes out of the temple, riding on a cart through the streets to cast his merciful glance upon everyone. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar. He is the incarnation that has especially come in this age of Kali. It is the age of irreligion, of quarrel, hypocrisy, of material attachment. It is an age of suffering. Lord Chaitanya has come to give everyone the chance to perfect their lives through the simple process of worshiping the Lord and chanting his holy names. Therefore, every year during his pastimes in Puri, he would especially emphasize this Rath Yatra. Along with his associates, they would celebrate Rath Yatra by having Sankirtan, loudly chanting the holy names of the Lord. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he was a small child, he explains his parents were great devotees of Lord Krishna. And therefore, at a very small age, he was inspired by his father to perform this Jagannath Rath Yatra. And his father was so happy to see little Abhay making a cart and pulling the cart that his father would lavishly spend large sums of money to profusely facilitate prasad distribution. Later in his life, he took this Rath Yatra practically to every major city in the world. New York City, San Francisco, London, Melbourne, Sydney, Paris, Atlanta, Montreal, Toronto, Moscow, Nairobi, Durban, South Africa. There's major festivals with tens and thousands of people attending and hundreds and thousands at each festival being affected by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Because the great personalities, their great pain is to see other people suffering. And the only real suffering is forgetful of our spiritual identity. Because that is the cause of all misery. When we take to spiritual life, certainly there will be suffering. But that suffering leads to liberation. However, in material life, suffering simply leads to further suffering. Everyone has to suffer as long as they're in this material world with a material body. The question is whether a little bit of suffering for ultimate liberation or a lot of suffering for birth after birth after birth of intense suffering. Krishna says in Gita, what tastes like nectar in the beginning tastes like poison in the end, and what tastes like poison in the beginning tastes like nectar in the end. Sense gratification, material enjoyment, tastes like nectar in the beginning, but it creates bondage and misery. And another birth, and another birth, and another birth. To restrain from sense gratification and engage in spiritual activities sometimes is painful, but it leads to ultimate joy. This was spoken 5,000 years ago by Lord Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar, he has come to make spiritual life even more sublime. Because in Krishna consciousness, it's nectar in the beginning and nectar in the end. We're chanting, dancing, feasting. It's pleasurable. The suffering is when we're not doing these things. When a devotee is in nice kirtan, taking nice prasad, having nice harikatha with devotees, having nice association with other Vaishnavas, it's simply joyful. It's the most pleasurable thing in existence. It's nectar. And it leads to more nectar. When does suffering come in? When we're not doing these things. When a devotee lets his mind go idle, is not absorbed in hearing and chanting, not absorbed in proper association, then life becomes quite boring and miserable. So Lord Chaitanya's process is not poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. That's the way it was when Krishna taught. But this process is nectar in the beginning and nectar in the end. Everyone likes to sing. Everyone likes to dance. We saw thousands of people on the road, smiling, dancing, singing in the streets. Where do we see materialistic people just dancing and singing joyfully in the streets? Sometimes when they're completely intoxicated, they may do like this. But they're not actually joyful. They're miserable. Devotees are intoxicated by the holy name. They're singing out of pure joy. I know that in the Western countries, when people see devotees just dancing blissfully in the streets, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they're amazed. They're shocked. They can't believe people could possibly be so happy. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he especially emphasized Ratha Yatra because it's a time when not only Jagannath comes into the streets, but all the devotees come together for mass Harinam Sankirtan to fill the whole world with the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And bring about a transformation. Everyone is looking for happiness. Every living entity is longing for happiness. Here is real happiness. But we have to do it properly. We have to learn how to take shelter of the Lord and how to take shelter of His holy name. And for that, we must have the association of devotees. We must have the guidance of bona fide spiritual masters. When we have all of these ingredients and we follow wholeheartedly, sincerely, then Krishna consciousness actually is joyful. And the little bit of austerity that we perform leads to liberation. Srila Prabhupada went to New York City in 1965. He was living alone in the Bowery. No one to help him. The biggest city in the world. The wealthiest and cruelest city in the world. The first winter came in 65. Prabhupada never saw snow before in his whole life. He was from Calcutta. Lived many years in Vrindavan. When he woke up in the winter of 1965, one morning, everything was white. He thought that the city painted the streets and the buildings white. Then he realized, this is snow. It's freezing cold. New York City is a cold city with a cold heart. Its purpose is simply money and sense gratification. You have to be hard. You have to be tough. You practically have to be cruel to survive there. Because everyone wants your money. Everyone wants to exploit you in one form or another. Seventy-year-old sadhu, living alone in the ghetto. No money for rent. Some people out of charity were giving him some tiny little flat, basically not even fit for survival. He had a little typewriter to translate his Vedic literatures. The typewriter was stolen by the watchman of the building. Yet, in 1976, 11 years later, thousands of devotees with Balaram, Subhadra, Jagannath's cart were chanting and dancing down Fifth Avenue, the most important street of the most important city in the world. The police stopped all traffic for the Jagannath Rath Yatra procession. Prabhupada was riding on the cart. His desires were fulfilled. San Francisco, one of the five biggest cities in America. In 1975, the mayor of San Francisco formally proclaimed Ratha Yatra to be a official holiday for the city of San Francisco. Such a tremendous impact Prabhupada had because he had faith. Faith in the power of devotional service. Faith in the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's what this Ratha Yatra festival is about. It is about causeless mercy, unlimited mercy. Of all festivals, Prabhupada put most emphasis on this because it's the festival of all religions, of all creation, that expresses the deepest, most profound, causeless mercy of the Absolute Truth. Where the Lord is freely giving himself to everyone and anyone through his darshan, through his prasad, through his devotees, and through his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Shopkeepers who are simply thinking in terms of rupees and paisas, yet when the Ratha Yatra comes by their shop, they're inundated with the spiritual world. Prostitutes, drunkards, on the side of the road, just thinking about sinful activities. Every type of person. But when that tumultuous roar of the Harinam Sankirtan comes, and the beautiful chariots of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath, everybody becomes transformed. So we are very grateful to the devotees of Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple, Bhima Prabhu, Suradas Prabhu, Devaki Nandan Prabhu, Brajahari Prabhu, Kapila Dev Prabhu, and all of the other devotees, Siddharth Prabhu, Haridas Prabhu, for their tremendous amount of efforts to put on this festival. Certainly Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas are applauding their great efforts. And I would like to thank all of you. You are the survivors of the Ratha Yatra. You've somehow or other made it so late at night. Most of you are sleeping as I'm talking, but just the fact that your bodies are sitting here is a great sacrifice that you have made. I very much want to express my deepest appreciation because you are helping our Guru Maharaj to spread the holy name of the Lord all over the world. Chaitanya Bhagavat says that when devotees dance in kirtan, their feet, as they're dancing, sanctifies the entire earth. And when they raise their arms, the energy of the holy name vibrates through their raised arms to sanctify the sky and the creation of the universe, even up to the upper planets. And when a sincere devotee calls out the holy name, that sound vibration travels throughout existence, purifying everything. So I would like to thank all of you very, very much. We cannot understand, we have no possibility to really fathom the immense fortune of anyone who in any way participates in the Ratha Yatra of Lord Jagannath. When Lord Jagannath is strolling down the street with his brother and sister Baladev and Subhadra, they're casting their merciful glance upon everyone. And this day, they don't even discriminate who's doing what. Even if they see people doing abominable activities, they're smiling at them. On this day, they just smile on everyone and cast glance of mercy. And that glance goes deep into the heart. People's lives will never be the same. But what pleases the Lord the most is when he sees devotees united together, sharing his mercy with the world by loudly chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So everyone, please, take this chanting of the holy names very seriously. Every day of your life, make sure you associate in the proper way, in a spirit of service, with sincere devotees. Not devotees who find fault with others, but devotees who want to praise Krishna, praise Vaishnavas, And be very careful to keep your intelligence very stable by hearing Krishna's message, which is so perfectly presented in the books of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If we bathe our minds in His transcendental words through His books, associate with devotees, and chant the holy names regularly, then in this very life, we can certainly become perfect. The Lord's mercy, the Lord's love, is greater than any of our impurities. The love of the Lord is more powerful by millions and millions of times than any of our sinful propensities. We simply must call out for that mercy and earnestly and honestly try our best. And then, if we do so, in this very life, Krishna will capture our hearts, not simply by our efforts, but by His mercy. We simply have to show Him that we want that more than anything else. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Baladev Subhadra Jagannath Swami ki jai. That is entrance into the spiritual world. To simply assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission to his Guru Maharaj. We live for that. That should be our prayer. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada taught us the essence of Krishna consciousness in so many words, through so many ways. He declared war against Maya. He was like an insurmountable thunderbolt against all material conceptions, against Mayavad impersonalism, against imitationist sahajyas. He was the living embodiment of Srimad Bhagavatam. He would not accept anything but pure unalloyed devotional service. And in this Kali Yuga, this is very unpopular. Thakur Bhaktivinod saw that Gaudiya Vaishnavism was in the hands of cheap imitators, trying to get popularity and followers by discussing very high intimate topics, by disclosing apparent ecstasies of divine love, by mixing Mayavad conceptions. One time, one of the most famous, well-known, powerful Babajis of Puri came to visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was gentle and respectful toward him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was young. He ignored him. This Babaji said, "Why your son is ignoring me?" Bhaktivinoda replied, "Because he hates sahajyas." He would not compromise. One time, a wealthy person was there for prasad, Gaudiya Math. He said, "Please give me rasgullas." He asked several times, "Please give me rasgullas."
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, are you trying to enjoy the prasad? Or are you trying to be enjoyed by the prasad? Prasad is Krishna. You are meant to be enjoyed by Krishna by honoring prasad, not that you are the enjoyer. Great message in this. Do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. One time, one of the most distinguished guests came to Mayapur Gaudiya Math. He was the vice chancellor of the Varanasi Hindu University. Famous as a great scholar. The kind of person, if you get one of his reviews, you're going to be accepted everywhere. He came before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, I have come all the way from Varanasi to Mayapur because I have some serious philosophical questions I want to ask you. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, go over there to where the pujaris are washing the vessels. Ask them. He said, these are serious questions. They're high topics on Vedanta philosophy. I have come all this way to ask you. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, no. You go and you discuss it with the pujaris. They will give you the answers. If they don't answer your questions, then you can come to me. So the pujaris were busy washing all the vessels, polishing the brass, cleaning the plates, arti paraphernalia, and everything else. He said, I have some questions for you, your Guru Maharaj told me to ask. They said, we're too busy for answering questions. You just help us with cleaning the vessels. So he actually had a humble nature. The whole rest of the afternoon, he was just washing pots. When evening came, he was walking and he happened to see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati Thakur asked him, so, did they answer your questions? He said, Guru Maharaj, I wash pots all day long. And at the end, I didn't even bother asking him my questions. Because while I was cleaning the pots, all the answers were manifested in my heart. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that is bhakti. Sevan mukhe jiva. It is through service that you can understand Krishna. There is no other way. You cannot understand Krishna through intellectualism, through philosophy, or through scholarship. It is only through humility and service. My Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, could not properly read, could not properly write. By material standards, he was considered illiterate. But all the revelations and realizations of the spiritual world were revealed to him because of his humble desire to serve and his intense desire to chant the holy name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
Srila Prabhupada explains that all the philosophy, all the logic of all the holy scriptures in this Krishna consciousness movement are simply meant to induce us to offenselessly and purely chant the holy names of Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you learn the process of selfless, humble service, and good sadhana, then everything will be revealed to you through the holy name. when in Vrindavan, in Navadvip, many people were advertising, I will give you the Siddha Pranali. I will teach you what is your name, your form, your service, your dress in the spiritual world for you to meditate upon. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explained that our Siddha Pranali mantra is this. Trinarapi sunichena, tadorapi sihishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahadi. Unless we honestly, earnestly, and genuinely become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return, unless we can chant the name constantly in that state of mind, then there is no possibility of the higher topics of transcendence to penetrate our hearts. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, took this message, the safest, most profound and effective means of purifying our heart in this day and age, as his life and soul. So we should have complete faith in the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He taught us that Radha Krishna's Leela is very high and transcendental. But if we approach it through the sublime teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Harinam Sankirtan movement, in a humble spirit, like the blade of grass, tolerant like tree, respectful to all, with no false pride, then the entire spiritual world will be revealed to us. If we remain pure and united in chanting the holy name. On this most auspicious day, let us fold our palms and pray at the lotus feet of our beloved grandfather, Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that we may, with great humility and enthusiasm, take his mission as our life and soul. He wanted us to chant offenselessly, to serve Vaishnavas with humility, and to boldly preach the message of Mahaprabhu. Let us pray that we can give this life in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant of his servants, that we may take his final order as our life and soul, to have only one goal in life, to become the dust at the feet of the followers of Sri Rupa and Raghunath. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai.
Vedanta Swami Ite Namine. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nite Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Vishesha Sanyavadi Vasyachade Sutarine Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Sanyavade Vasyacha Desata Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Tinamine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vasyacha Desatarine Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gauda Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Adita Gadadha Shivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.